We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. We give you praise. We magnify your name, O Lord. Father, we say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your goodness in our lives, O God. Father, to you alone we return all the glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for another beautiful day. Thank you, Lord God, for making us to be part of this day, O God. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have done, that you are doing, and that you will still do in our lives. We say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, once again, we have come to remind ourselves of your word, to encourage ourselves in your word. I pray, God, that you give unto us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant unto us, Lord, a teachable spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to this podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus, and it's coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Right. In the last episode, I was not able to come up on Monday. But in the last episode, we were talking about inclining our ears to God's word. That is, giving God's word attention. Giving God's word attention to guide us in our Christian walk with God, to guide us in our relationship with God, and to prosper us. We want to talk about that today. As you abide by the word of God, you will prosper. You will prosper. Abiding in the word of God or attending to the word of God means attending to everything and believing everything and acting accordingly. You know, the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, it says, this book of the law, it shall not depart from thy mouth, but that thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and observe to do all that is written therein. Observe to do all that is written therein. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You see now, as a Christian, you cannot do away with the word of God. It's a combination of the word and prayer. Combination of the word with prayer. And understanding the word. Understanding the word. Taking time to study and meditate upon the word. I've said this severally. If you cannot read, there are audio Bibles. You can download them onto your phones. And then you just click and you listen. You just put it beside you and you listen. Audio Bible. And then you meditate on what you heard. And it makes one to be fat in the spirit. Fat in the spirit. Because you'll be growing spiritually. You'll be growing spiritually because the revelations will be coming as you meditate in the word of God. As you meditate in the word of God. Today, like I said, you will prosper. And that is the topic for today's discussion. I'm coming to you from the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 92. So you incline, you give God's word your attention according to the book of Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 20 upwards, right? And as you do that now, then you're living a righteous life. So as you keep focus on the word of God, as you keep the word of God in your heart to do it, then you're walking in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. All right. So when your life pleases God, then you pray. Bible says, if a man's way pleases the Lord, he will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. That is, that man, what things soever he does, he shall prosper. That's what the book of Psalms chapter 1 said to us. He said, this man who is the righteous man will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers. Let me see. Okay. Right. It says, right. Okay. I say, blessed is that man. Okay. Let me start from verse 1. Psalms chapter 1 from verse 1. Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Please, I want you to go back to this particular place, Psalm 1 verse 1. See yourself in that verse. Are you abiding by what? These are some of the things that kept me away from people when I got born again newly. It kept me away because if you are born again and you still keep company with some, there's some friends that if you keep company with them, continue to keep company with them, they fall into this three category. They're sinners, they're the ungodly, the scornful, you know? So I discovered that when I gather with people, my old friends, and we, they talk, the conversation sometimes goes to the church, and they start to talk gibberish, nonsense about the church. And I'm sitting down there with them. Sometimes I try to argue with them. Sometimes I try to correct them, you know. But later on, I discovered that I don't have any business going to sit down with them. You see? So, see yourself in this scripture. All right, let me make progress. Verse 2, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You see now? Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You see now, you give God's word attention, and you walk in God's word. The Bible says that whatsoever you do, you prosper, because you'll be like that tree that is planted by the rivers. Hear what the book of Psalms chapter 92 has to say. Let me close with this. You will prosper. Yeah. Only that we have a responsibility as well. That's what I always tell people. You can't be a Christian that say, I can pray, Lord. And then you don't know the word of God. You don't know what is expected of you. All right. Okay. So Psalms chapter 92, you can read the whole book of Psalms, that chapter 92. Okay. But I want to take from verse 12 to 13, or further up, 12, 13, 14 to 15, okay? 15 is the last verse. But let me just take this. It says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The question is, are you righteous? Are you walking in the righteousness of God? That's the question. That's number one. Then number two, it said, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord. Are you planted in the house of the Lord, or you're just a church goer who go to church to socialize with other people? Ah, it's been long that I've seen Brother Fred. Oh, it's been long I saw Sister Deborah. So church is the only place that I know for sure that he or she must be in church on Sunday. So let me just dress up and then go there. And then that's the reason why you go and you get to the church. You're looking all over the place for Brother Fred or Sister Deborah. And then after the church service, you start to chat away, you know, talk. You forgot whatever it is that the pastor said. And you know, you have to dress good. So you're very conscious of what you're putting on, you know, fashionista, or how do you call it? You know, you're very conscious of what you put on. You want the people to see you. You want people to admire you. That's okay. That's okay. But much more than that, admire the word of God. See yourself in the word of God. Don't be like those who just hear the word and they're not the doer of the word. The Bible says they are like somebody who stands before the mirror, look at himself or herself in the mirror, and turn back and straight away forgets what he or she looks like. How are you supposed to make amendment? How are you supposed to make amends of whatever it is that you need to correct in your face or in your outlook? The Lord bless you. In the name of God, the righteous shall flourish. Those that be planted in the house of God. Are you planted in the house of God? Are you established in the Lord? Examine yourself. The Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. You see, when we observe all these things and we do all these things, like I always say, you will not tarry long in the place of prayer. You will not continue to pray one prayer point, and nothing is happening. 6 months, 1 year. It's because we fail to do what is expected of us from the Word. From the Word. Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Our Lord and our God, we give you praise. We thank you for your word that has come to us today. I pray, O Lord God, that you, much more than our spoken, Lord, grant unto us understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace to do, Lord, release upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us the grace to have the time to stay in your word, to study your word and meditate and pray and get revelations in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may live a life befitting the righteousness of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, thank you so much for listening. Please do share this with someone. And as you do so, the Lord bless you more in the name of Jesus Christ. My name once again is Shola Daniel. And I'll be coming your way again by the special grace of God on Friday. Until then, stay blessed.